This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The world can feel chaotic and overwhelming, but sometimes all we need is a quiet place to pause. Tending the Wild, a new exhibit at the Gallery Bueller Gallery, offers just that, the stillness of a garden brought to life through art. Curator Hannah G says she designed the collection so every visitor creates a story of their own.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's with so many experiences that we have in life, depending on one's own context, one's own history and experiences, we experience the world slightly differently, although there are unifying aspects. So just as in a garden, you approach it from one direction and you see it in a certain light, you might then turn around and see a totally different perspective.
The exhibit takes its title from Paradise Lost and explores themes of healing, subversion, and pleasure. Visitors are immediately drawn to an 18-foot painting of a subterranean grotto by Winnipeg artist Bev Pike, unseen for more than a decade. Two ceramic pots by artist Tolu frame the piece, guiding the eye deeper into the work.
Gardens often have sort of slightly hidden away areas, so you need to go in search a little bit of the hidden courtyard. And I did try and bring that kind of playfulness of perspective to the exhibit.
The grotto is just one highlight. Tending the Wild weaves together Métis and Indigenous tools and crafts, alongside contemporary works exploring identity, history, and sexuality. Hannah says the goal is to invite people into a shared human experience.
Each person, if you like, contains a very fertile garden or an eclectic exhibition of experiences. And so this exhibition is just a kind of a small demonstration of how so many different people can be related to a theme such as gardens.
The exhibit also includes Birch Bark Baskets, the film called Porch by Jack Lauder, new works by Brett Parenteau and Justin Baer Lavrier, and a sculpture by the late Agatha Dick. Hannah says she hopes visitors feel the same sense of joy she did in curating these pieces.
All of the artwork that makes it into the exhibition is because I'm completely enamored with it. But I honestly think people will find them really engaging and unusual. There are some artworks that haven't been seen for a long time, like Bev Pike's piece I mentioned hasn't been seen for 10 years, and there's a film called Porch by Jack Lauder that hasn't been screened for nearly 20 years.
But the gallery experience doesn't end there. This fall, Tending the Wild expands with workshops and talks, from a seed bead making session with the Living Prairie Museum to presentations on lingonberries, seed swaps, and horticulture therapy. Hannah says these activities are meant to spark conversations and create community within the gallery.
It's fun, and I think fun is a really serious thing. Like it creates moments of connection, of conversation. People can have experiences which they might not have before, or be able to return to experiences. So having activities which are generally based in the gallery allows staff, patient visitors, as well as the public, to cross paths and kind of just see each other as people and be able to have conversations.
Tending the Wild is now at the Gallery Bueller Gallery, free and open to all. Step inside and perhaps discover your own story within the garden. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.